More than 370 million people around the world are being treated for diabetes, and that number is expected to grow as more countries adopt Western-style diets laden with fat, salt, and sugar. The European Commission is now funding a study to see whether type 2 diabetes can be prevented through diet, exercise, and lifestyle changes. The $12 million study, known as PREVIEW, is called the largest of its kind. Besides European Union countries, it will include New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. About 2,500 people will take part. Professor Anne Raben of the University of Copenhagen is the project's chief coordinator.
There are several types of diabetes. There's the one that you get, which is mainly genetic, inherited. It's type 1 diabetes. Another type that you get if you have a lifestyle that gives you diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which is normally related to overweight and obesity. In the old times, it was the elderly who got it, but nowadays it's also children and adolescents who can get type 2 diabetes.
There's also a type called gestational diabetes, which women may get when pregnant. However, this generally disappears after giving birth.
Diabetes means that you can't control your blood glucose, your blood sugar yourself. You need help, for instance, drugs.
Under normal conditions, the pancreas produces the hormone insulin, which keeps glucose levels under control. When that fails to happen, it's called insulin resistance or hyperglycemia. Type 2 diabetes may lack symptoms at first. Later, it may lead to frequent infections that are slow to heal, increased urination, thirst, and hunger, as well as nerve pain or numbness in the extremities. It can result in blindness, amputations, and death. Medication or insulin therapy may be needed. More people are also being diagnosed as having a condition called metabolic syndrome. It's a combination of risk factors, such as obesity, high glucose levels, high blood pressure, and smoking.
It's a stage which normally or often could develop into diabetes or real cardiovascular diseases. So it's kind of a situation where your body is out of control, but you're not yet very ill, or you don't maybe need drugs yet to help.
Professor Raben explains why such a large study will be done.
Diabetes is exploding. Type 2 diabetes is exploding, and it's related to overweight. And you can call it a diabetes epidemic, diabetes and obesity epidemic, which is worldwide. So we need to do something.
She says developing countries may face a double problem. On the one hand, some people may not be eating enough food. And on the other, some may be eating too much food, containing high levels of salt, fat, and sugar. That can lead to diabesity. The PREVIEW study will weigh the effects of two different diets. The first is widely recommended in EU nations and calls for moderate protein and carbohydrate intake and lots of fiber. The other is based on a previous 6-month study of generally healthy people called Diogenes. It recommends a different mix of proteins and carbs.
They found out that a high-protein, low-glycemic index diet, that is a diet with slowly absorbable carbohydrates and high protein content, was very good at preventing weight gain after weight loss. It's fairly easy to lose weight. Most people can lose weight if they're focused following some diets with lower calories. But after the diet, most people gain weight again. So it's very hard to keep a weight loss for most people.
However, the Diogenes study showed that a high-protein, low-glycemic index diet helps people keep the weight off. Exercise regimens will also be included in the PREVIEW study. What's more, researchers will consider the effects of sleep and stress on weight. Some studies have shown that those who get too few hours of sleep are more prone to weight gain. There's also some evidence that too much stress can trigger hormones that can help pack on the pounds. The 3-year clinical research project will be accompanied by a review of demographic data of more than 170,000 people in Europe, Canada, and New Zealand. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.